So this week, Parshas Sav, Shabbos HaGadol, almost Erev Pesach, busy times, like they say. Everyone's hopefully in full preparation mode for Pesach. We're all a little bit tired. So, okay. We have to prepare for Shabbos as well. We have to have to say over Shabbos also. Okay, Parshas Sav. So first we'll start with the Parsha. And Pasuk Beis, at the beginning of the Parsha, Savas Aaron is born of Lema. Hashem tells Moshe, command Aaron and his sons, Zois Toiras Ha'Oila. This is the demon of the carbon oila. He Ha'Oila, Al Maikta, Al HaMizbeach, Ka'Halayla Adabayke, Ve'esh Mizbeach Tukad Boy. This is the carbon oila that's burnt on the Mizbeach. The oila has a maila over all the other carbonois. The oila is entirely burnt on the Mizbeach, as opposed to all the other carbonois that is a chelek that the Kahanim or the Yisraelim eat from, but an oila is totally kulei Lashem. The Medrash brings down, Omah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ritzayni Shulei Yozuz Min HaMizbeach. It's my Ratzayin that the oila should not be removed from the Mizbeach, because this carbon, Shekarbon Zeh Chaviv Alayim Yikol Karbonis. This carbon is more beloved to me, more important to me than all of the other carbonis. And the Medrash goes on, Lamaha Dova Daimeh, what is it similar to? And Medrash brings down a marshal, a small story. The king once made a party, Simcha, and when a king makes a party, his family, the people that live in the palace, and all of the king's workers bring the king presents. And the minig was, everybody would bring their present, and they would announce they would be announced to the king, he would come in, the king would greet them, if he didn't know who they were, who are you, what did you bring, and they would present their gift to the king. Family comes in, then the advisors come in, and then the lowly workers come in. And the workers that come in, the king didn't even know who they all were. He didn't know who took care of his garden, and who the butcher was, and so on. And one of them comes in with his gift, and he says to the king, he comes with a basket of fruits, and the king asks him, and who are you? He says, me, I'm the sharecropper, I'm the orris, I work in your fields, and I'm here to bring you a basket of fruits. The king says, thank you very much. Next. Who are you? I'm the shepherd, and I bought you a sheep. I bought you a sheep as a gift. And the king accepts the gift, and so on, one worker after the next comes in. At the very end, there's one person left in line. He comes to the king with a gift. And the king says, who are you? Do you work for me? What's your job? And he says, no, I don't work for the king at all. So the king says to him, why are you here for? Why are you here? And he says, I heard that the king is celebrating, and I wanted to participate and bring a present for the king. The king says, let me see what it was. Small token, nothing major. And he gives his present to the king, and the king says, thank you very much. After he leaves, the king tells his servants, that last gift, I want to stay with me. Don't take it away, I want it to be here. Because that last gift is very important to me. And they ask him, but it's not even worth as much as all the other gifts. Why is it so special to you? And he says, because all the other gifts that I received was because people felt they had to give it. They were obligated to bring it. But this gift he gave me on his own without any obligation, because he felt he wanted to show respect and honor to the king. Says the Medrash, the same as with the carbon oil. All the other carbon oils are brought for a chiyah. Chatos, Asham, Ataida, Shlom. But an oil is a gift that's totally Hashem. It's not a chiyah to bring, and a person brings it as a gift. But it's such a gift, but he gives away kuel Hashem. Everything is given away to Hashem. He doesn't hold anything back for himself. The one who brings the oil doesn't receive any part of the carbon back. It's all kuel Hashem. That's as Hashem is very chashuv. When a person goes, so to speak, the extra mile and goes above and beyond what is required to do, that's very chashuv. Rabbeinu Bachai writes something very interesting in Perek Vov. Pasuk Beis, in this Chumash is the second paragraph. Called Yediyah Ba'alma, but it's a very interesting idea. How many karbonos are there? Somebody would ask you, how many different types of karbonos are there?
Eight.
So we've got different answers. Guess a number. Chances are somebody will get it right. So let me read your Rebbeinu Bachai inside. Da. Kikol mine ha karbonos heim. Ready? The total types of karbonos are 13. Kimispar Shilosh Esrei Midos. Just like there are 13 Midos, Hashem has 13 Midos, Hashem Hashem, Kil Rachum Bechanun, where 13 Karbonos is a kapara for Klal Yisrael, corresponding to the 13 Midos. What are the 13 Karbonos? No? Anybody want to try? 13 Karbonos? There are 5 Menachos, 5 Kam Me'akemachum flour. There's 5 types of Menachos. Michas Silas, which is plain flour, the Minchas Marcheshes, Minchas Machvas, Minchas of Chalois, and Minchas Rekikin. There are 5 types of Menachos, all have different dinim and are brought differently. Then you have 8 that are Balechayim, 8 that are animals. You have 8 Balechayim. The birds also, but there are 8 types of Kavanis. What are they? Oilo, Chatos, Osham, Toido, Shlomim, Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach. And each one has their own dinim. 13 Karbonos, Kenegan Shlosh Esrei Midos. The Midos are here as a kapor for the Mechaper for Klal Yisrael. The Karbonos are bought as a kapor correspond to the Shlosh Esrei Midos. Okay. Yediyah Ba'alma. Just a nice idea. The 13 Karbonos correspond to the Shlosh Esrei Midos. Later on in the parasha, the Torah discusses a Karbon Toido. And we all know that a Karbon Toido was unique, and that a carbon taida had with it 40 chavos. There were 40 chavos brought together with the carbon taida. 30 chavos were matzah, and 10 were chametz. A taida, in essence, is like a shlamim, except it's only eaten for one day and one night. A shlamim is eaten for 2 days and a night. For example, if somebody brings a shlamim today, on Thursday, you eat it today, tonight, and the whole day tomorrow. If someone brings a taida today, he only eats it one day and one night. Thursday, and tonight, tomorrow morning, as soon as Avos HaShachar comes, it's also to eat. It becomes nicer. The Taida is eaten less. We know who brings the carbon Taida. So we know a person has to say, Shvach Vaidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there are 4 people that are mechuyev to bring a Taida. The Cho HaChayim Yaducha Sel was a simin. HaChayim Yaducha, the Chayim thank Hashem. Chayim is Ches Yud Yud Mem. And Chayim stands for Chavush. One was tied up in prison. One who was in prison and was freed. Yud is Yam, one who crossed over the Yams into the ocean. Yud is Yisurim, one who suffered and had pain and had a refuah. And Mem is Midbar, one who traveled through the Midbar. They have to thank Hashem. That's why people bench Shkoymel, the Mechuyev to bring a carbon Taido. And the question is, why is it that a Taido, which has with it 40 Chalos, has a smaller time of Achila than a Shlomim? A shlomim comes with the Arani Chalas. Same animal. Without Chalas, you have 2 days and a night to eat it. The Taida, you have only 1 day and one night to eat it. Good. So the Velt says, the famous answer that the world gives is the whole purpose of the Taida is to be a farsaint, to thank Hashem and publicize the nais that happened to a person. How do you publicize the nais? You bring a carbon with 40 Chalas. It's impossible for one person to eat 40 Chalas in such a limited amount of time. So he's forced to share it with others. He's forced to go share it with others and tell others, listen, I brought a carbon taida. Come and participate. Enjoy it with me. And they'll ask him, why'd you bring a taida? And this might be mefarsa and publicize the nais. And he'll thank Hashem for the nais that he did. The Imri Emes says over an interesting idea. And that is, each day needs its own haidah. Today's thank you is not for tomorrow. Each day has its own nisim. Each day a person goes through his own experiences, his own nisim. Yesterday's thank you is not enough for today. We have to thank Hashem each day. A taida can only be eaten that day. Thank you for that day. Tomorrow already is a different thank you. A different thank you is required. Every day of a person's life, a person is required to give a different shvach v'haidah to Kadosh Baruch Hu for the nisim that happened. And we all know that Monday is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, we don't say Mizmor L'Soida in davening. Even though every morning we say Mizmor L'Soida, Erev Yom Kippurim, Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Pesach, and Chol HaMoed Pesach, we don't say Mizmor L'Soida. Chol HaMoed Pesach, the reason is obvious, because 10 of the Chalos are Chomets. We can't bring a Toida on Chol HaMoed Pesach, we don't say Mizmor L'Soida. Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur, even though technically speaking, one could bring the Toida in the morning before Soiv Zman Achilas Chometz, or Yom Kippur, one could bring it in the morning and we have a whole day to eat, we still don't bring the Toida Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur, Kedei Shiloyavi Kotshimu Beis Apsul, in order not to bring Karbonos to be possible, because since we don't have the full Zman Achila, the full time to eat it, there'll be leftover, it'll be nicer. And when a carbon becomes nicer, it has to be burnt. So in order for the carbon not to be possible, we need to bring a taida on Erev Pesach or Erev Yom Kippur. I know it's early, but remember now, for Monday morning, Erev Pesach, we don't say Mizmor Saida by, we don't say Mizmor Saida by davening. I said this word over more than once, and I'm not sure, I don't remember the reaction that we had, so we'll try it again. Somebody once came to the disciple. Well, he wrote a letter to the disciple, and the lady is, when someone went to the disciple, they had to write down their shayos, their request. The disciple didn't hear too well, and he had to write it down on paper and give it to the disciple. A younger man comes into the disciple, and he writes down the following problem that he has. He comes home, Erev Shabbos, from Kailo, from Yeshiva, and the house is not ready for Shabbos yet. The house is not ready, the table's not set, the kitchen's not clean, the children aren't ready. And he has to, what should he do? He comes home, Erev Shabbos is a time to learn. A person could learn and have tremendous aliyahs Erev Shabbos. And he comes home and the house is upside down, it's not ready. What should he do?
Come early.
What should he do? Stipler said to him, it says in Parshas Tzav, beginning of the parasha, Pasuk Beis, Tzavas Aram es Bonav Leimo, Zois Toiras Ha'ayla, Hi Ha'ayla, Ha'moikdam es Becha Ha'ayla, Tzavas Aram, about the carbon ayla. What's the very next Pasuk? The Lobash HaKayim Midai Vad, the Kayim wears his begodim, U'michnesei Vad, Yilbash Abasaroi, Ve'heimrim es Hadeshen, Asher Toichal Ha'esh es Ha'ayla Bech. And the Kayim lifts the ashes, cleans off the Mizbeach. He removes the ashes from the Mizbeach. Says Rabbeinu Yoina. The same Tzav, the same commandment that there was in Pasuk Beis, that word Tzav goes through the next few Pesukim until the parasha ends. Tzav is Aram's bond of Leimar. Bring an oila. Also, Behei Mesad Deshem, to clean off the ashes. A person might think cleaning off the ashes in the Mizbeach, that's a job for the Kohen. That's the janitor's job. Who should clean off the ashes? It's Pasnisht. I should clean off the ashes from the Mizbeach. It's just as choshev. Cleaning off the ashes from the Mizbeach is choshev as a carbon oil. The disciple told him, the house is not ready for Shabbos. Take a broom and start sweeping. Take a broom and start cleaning and help out. Okay. So I don't know if you want to leave this on or not, but come home, start helping. So Befrat, it comes before Pesach, definitely Beheir Mesadesh. Definitely, everybody could use the extra help. In one way, in one form or another, a good word, encouraging word goes a long way. But hey, Mr. Deshan, just as Choshev, don't think that I'm losing out by helping, I'm losing out because I have to clean, I have to help. Just the opposite, it's all a mitzvah of a hey, Mr. Deshan, and it's also tzav esar. Okay. Let's change modes a little bit. Shabbos HaGadol is this week, Erev Pesach. So let's learn a small piece of the Nesiva Shalom, inside and outside for. Okay, I haven't learned the Nesiva Shalom in a while. I said not enough copies. Look, I'm sorry. I don't know if I have enough copies. I apologize. What? Shabbos HaGadol. Shabbos HaGadol this week. Shabbos HaGadol this week. Okay. Okay, it's an idea that we're all familiar with, but it brings it out very nicely. There you go. Okay. It's really the middle of the piece, and we're all familiar with the part of the Haggadah, Rabbi Yehuda, Hayenoisim Behem Simonim, the Tzach, Adash, Bacha. Rabbi Yehuda gave Simonim for the Matis, the Tzach, Dams for the Akinim, Adash, Orev Debashnin, Bachav, Borod, Arba, Choshech, and Machairis. And the question is, what's Rabbi Yehuda teaching us? An abbreviation? Anybody who wants to abbreviate the Makis could figure it out for himself. Yitzach, Adash, Bachav. What's the significance? Okay. Shilachairo, let's just stop and start on top in the right hand column. Shilachairo, we move on. Mabo Rabbi Yehuda, Rechadesh, Bedvorov. What is Rabbi Yehuda coming to be Mechadesh to teach us? Vichibo, Loima. Right? The second line, v'chibo loyma as a rosh teva is the shalas ha'makos. He's coming to teach us the rosh teva is the abbreviations of the 10 makos. Anybody could figure it out. Nobody glumdes the tzach adash ba'achav. Before we see the piece inside, we have to learn a few pesukim. So in Shemois, Perikei, right after Shvi, Moshe comes to Paro and he says, Koyama Hashem, Elkei Yisrael, so says Hashem, Elkei Yisrael, Shalach es ami, send out my nation, v'yechoy guli b'midbar. Perikei, Pasuk Beis and Shemois, what does Paro answer? V'yoyme Paro, mi Hashem, Asher Eshma b'koyvoy. Who is Hashem that I should listen to him, with Shalach to send out as Yisrael? V'lo yadati es Hashem, I don't know Hashem, v'gam es Yisrael, v'yashalech, and I will not send out b'nei Yisrael. Paro speaks very out of chutzpah, and he says, "Mi Hashem, Asher Eshma Mekayloi." Who was Hashem? If you look at the Makis, you'll notice something very interesting. If you look at the Makis in Parshas Va'era, by the Mak of Dam, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin, if you look at the Pasuk Zayin Yud Zayin, the Pasuk says, "Koyoma Hashem, b'zois teida ki ani Hashem." By the Mak of Dam, Hashem says, the Zois Teidav. With this Makah, Paro will know, Ki Ani Hashem, that I'm Hashem. It doesn't say that by the Makah of Tzadeya, nor by the Makah of Kinim. If you go further to the Makah of Oroiv, which is Periches, Pasuk Yud Ches, in Ches Yud Ches, the Pasuk says, Ve'filesi b'yayim ha'hu es Eretz Goshen, Asha'ami oimi d'lehel, Levilti heyos shom Oroiv, right by Shishin Veiro, Leman Teida, Ki Ani Hashem Bekerev Haaretz. So the Paro will know, I'm Hashem in the midst of the Haaretz. If you go...
In the midst of what?
The land, Haaretz. The earth. If you go further by the Makah of Barod, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yudalad, again, this is brought down by Barod, Ki Bapam Hazois, Ani Shalech Esko Magei Foysai, El Lipcho Uva'avadech Vamecho, Ba'avur Teida, so they should know there's nobody like Hashem, like me, in the whole world. Bavur Teida, Laman Teida, is only said by these three makas, by the Makah of Dam, the Makah of Oroiv, and the Makah of the Chayrus, of Borod. Now let's see the Nesiv Shalom. And it fits in everything very nicely. The end of the second one. El Shechilek es a Makah is of Gimel Chalokim. The Makahs are divided into three parts. Tachtiim, Shneim, Ushulishim. Tachtiim, what's on the earth, Shniim, so the second level, Shulishim, and the third level. L'lamedcha, Shehamakos hayu b'chol chelkei habriya. The makos affected all parts of creation. Gimel hamakos harishoyin esbitzach. The first three makos, Dam, Tzvardei Akinim, hayu mitachas lufnei shetech ha'adama. Are sort of under the earth. What happened? By Dam. What happened? The Nilus, the water turns into Dam. Tzvardeya, and Kinim, K'moshe Kosvak, it says, Neteyes Yodcha, stretch out your hand, Al Meimei, on the water of Mitzrayim. Al Anahorois, Al Hayo'ir Baragamim, on the rivers, and so on. V'chei Neteyes Madcha, V'hacha Safa'aretz. That was by Dam, Tzvadei and Kinim. So they came all from the earth. So showing that Hashem rules over the Aretz. Shekol Eilu Heim L'mata, Mepenei Shechrat, still like under the earth. Gimel ha-makos adash, the next group of makos, Oroiv deveshchin, hayu benivroyim hanemsoyim al pnei ha-adama. They are makos that affected the creatures that are upon the earth. Ha-oroiv are the chayis roi, so the wild animals, the snakes, the choshim, and the grabim. Dever, what did the dever affect? Hayu benmiknecha shebasada basus machamayim. It affected the animals in the field, the horses, the camp, the donkeys. V'chein shchin, who did shchin affect? Shahai, but many other people. So these were makis that were of the briois in the world, the wild animals, the animals that died, the shechim was on Bnei Adam, kol eluhem, all of these are al pnei shidachar, on the briois that are on the earth. Not the earth itself, but they're on the earth. V'amakos ha'achrayinois. The last group is ba'achav. Heim l'mayla min ha'adoma ba'avir ha'shemayim. Those were all shemayim. Borod comes from Shemayim. The Arba came, they flew. Choshech, Moshe, means the matter, and the Choshech comes, sky turns dark. And Makas Bechairis, Miso. Vini Mikivon Shepara Yoma. Since Paroi said, Mi Hashem, Boy Adati Es Hashem, back in Shemayim and Perikei Pasuk Beis, Paroi says, Mi Hashem, I don't know who Hashem is. Shekofa Behagoso Yisparch Bechol Chelke Abriyo. He denied Hashem's Hanhogo in all of the Bria, Al-Kain, Heruway, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Es-Esa HaMakos. Therefore Hashem showed him all the 10 Makos, B'chol Gimel, Chelkei HaBria, in all three parts of the Bria. If a makah harishayin shel detzach, therefore by the first mak or the first group of dam tzvadei kinim, amalei dezois teida kini Hashem. The pasuk says, with this you know that I am Hashem. The haynu sheheroi b'makazu, Hashem shol pare with this makah. On the earth, under the earth, I'm Hashem. Of a makah rishon shel adash, but the first makah of adash aroiv, chaz va'omale again. Hashem says, "Laman teida, so you should know, ki ani Hashem bekerav ha'aretz." Haynu shashkachosa yisbaruch mamshaltoi bechol chelkei abriyah. Hashem's hashkacha is on all parts of the bria, gam al pnei hashetach bekerav ha'aretz, on what's above the ground. People, animals, v'yachakach, and afterwards, b'makah rishoyner shel b'achav, which is borrowed, hoisev v'omalei, again Hashem adds on and says, b'avur teida, so paroi should know, k'ein kamoini, there's nobody like me b'chol ha'aretz. V'idea, to let us know, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha'moishel b'chol ha'briya. Hashem is the moishel in the entire world. B'ashamayim, u'shmei ha'shamayim, up in heaven, b'aretz, b'chol ha'shaleho, on the earth, and on the earth, with tachas parts underneath, b'chol yekum, and all that exists, einoid m'lavadim, nothing else besides Hashem. So Paris said, mi Hashem? Rabbi Yehuda gave Simon and Mitzach Hadash Bachav, three groups. Those that came sort of from the ground, dam, the water turned to dam, tzvadeya, and kinim. The earth turned to kinim. Bavur teg l'man teida ki ani Hashem. Paris said, mi Hashem? Hashem showed, yes. The next group were the markets that are above the ground, on the brios. Orev is the wild animals, Deva, the domestic animals died. Adam had people had shchin, the brios on the ground. The third group was the markets that came shemayim. Bar the arba choshech, markets b'chayrois. Paris said, mi Hashem? So in each group, Hashem showed that Hashem is the moshel in all of these three groups. And that's the significance of Rabbi Yehuda giving simonim, the markets of divided into these three groups. The Oretz, Avo Oretz, and Shemayim. Rabbi Yehuda, how you noisim behem, behem simon. Okay. Just end off with a story that I saw today. Perhaps I said it over. Short story. You know, comes to Pesach, comes to Sedarim, everybody has different minhagim. You go into any two houses, you'll see different minhagim. People do things differently. The Zayda did it this way. Different minhagim, and there are many minhagim and chumers that people have. Comes to the Seder, everybody has their own Messiah, had a fear of Seder. Of course, the Seder is the same, but there are different nuances, Minhagim and so on. What's the importance of all the Minhagim, all the nuances by the Seder that people do, and you find especially by the Chassidim, the Rebbes, the Matbid, everything should be as like the Tata and the previous Dairis and the Messiah. Say over a story, perhaps I said it over. There was a rabbi in Europe, in a modern city, and he had a good friend who was one of the maskilim, who wasn't religious. And they kept up the friendship. They kept up the friendship. And every week, for one hour a week, the maskil would come to the rabbi, and they would talk about politics, they would talk about the world. They avoided having any arguments. They would catch up in their own friendship. They would schmooze for an hour every week. One week after they finished their conversation, the maskil says to the rabbi, tell me, he says, I don't get it. He says, every week I know they read the Torah, they read in shul. The same tune, the trop, week after week. Why don't you update it a little bit? Update the niggin a little bit. There's so much more music now, modern music. Make it lively. Why does it have to be so... the way it is, the same trop, the same niggin, you can update the music the way it is, to be more modern with the world. Update to the times. Why is the niggin the way it is? The Rav thinks to me, he says to them, you know what? I hear you. Let me think about it. As the mask was ready to leave, the rabbi says to him, oi, do me a favor, I forgot to ask you. Can I borrow 50 rubles? Can I borrow 50 rubles? I'm a little short on money, on cash. Can I borrow 50 rubles? Sure, good friends. Without any second thoughts, he gives the rabbi, he lends him 50 rubles. Fine. Next week comes, the maskil shows up for their weekly conversation. He comes in, and they're talking about politics, and the news, and the cash up about the world. And the maskil is getting a little edgy, because the rabbi is not mentioning anything about the 50 rubles that he borrowed last week, which he expected the rabbi to return. After the conversation is over, the maskil is ready to leave, and he can't hold himself back. He says, Rabbi, tell me, perhaps you have the 50 rubles I lent you last week. The rabbi says, I borrow 50 rubles from you? The master says, yeah, you did. Don't you remember last week, as soon as we finished the conversation, talking, I was ready to walk out the door, and you asked me to borrow 50 rubles. Rabbi raises his voice, I borrowed 50 rubles from you? Yeah, you did. Don't you remember? 50 rubles, I need it back, please. The rabbi screams even louder, I borrowed 50 rubles from you? The master says, you did? I don't have any witnesses you borrowed. The rabbi smiles and says to him,
you see?
Of course I borrowed 50 rubles from you, but it's all how you say it. I didn't lie, I didn't deny it. I borrowed 50 rubles from you. But there's a big difference whether you say it, I borrowed 50 rubles from you, or whether you say, I borrowed 50 rubles from you. It's all in the tune. It's all in the way you present it. The same is true when it comes to the trop, when it comes to the nigunim, the Torah. The nigun, the trop, gives meaning to the words. If you read the words, wrong trop, you put the wrong words together, wrong tune, the words don't, it's entirely different meaning. It all depends on the tune, the meaning, it all gives meaning. Significance of the trop. Same is true, it comes to all the minhagim that we have at the Seder. It comes to all the chumras that we have. Everything gives meaning to the Seder. It's all based, all the minhagim are based on previous generations. Do you all have a makar? Do you all have a source? And chas v'shalom, to change a meaning that a person has. And definitely not to make fun of somebody else's minhag because we don't understand where it comes from. All the minhagim are based upon sources. There's Mesaira and Fakir. The whole Kayach of Chai Yisrael, Pesach, is the Amunah that we have. The same way we have a Seder this year because we saw a Seder by our parents, who saw a Seder by their parents, who saw a Seder by their parents, and so on and so on and so on, all the way back until Yetzias Mitzrayim, always had a Seder with a Korban Pesach. Always Amuna, and that's Pesach is a Yom Tov where Machazik our Amuna. Shtakel will be Zeicha that we should come to the Seder and we should be up by the Seder and we should be able to feel the Kedusha of the Seder, a growth from the Seder, Ruchnius, and Amir Hashem, we should be Zeicha maybe this year, if not this year, be Zeicha to the Mashiach Sekeirim Heir of Yemenu. Amen. Good Shabbos, good Yom Tov.